Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:01. We have our guest, Cinny Crary, with the Chamber of Commerce in the studio today. She's here to talk about the 4th of July. Call in anytime during this program to ask her a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. So, Cinny, thanks so much for coming in today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So July 4th, one of the biggest things that happens in Wrangell.
Yes.
I know you're really busy, so thank you for coming in.
Absolutely. We are busy, and it's exciting. It's happening this weekend.
Yeah.
We're getting everything started.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so first question I want to get out there, and then we can move on, is fireworks are on the 3rd. Tell us why and so forth.
So the decision to have the fireworks on the 3rd is a decision that's made by the fire department. So we relay the message, but we don't really have a lot of weight in that decision process.
Yes.
It really was the decision of Tim Bunis and the fire department. The reason that it is the way that it is because, for one thing, the fire department, those are the folks that are putting on our amazing fireworks show. And so it really has to be done when the volunteers are able to do it. And the main thing is that over the years, the safety restrictions have actually become more tight.
Yes.
10 years ago, some of the things that could have, that they could have done, they can't necessarily do anymore. There's very specific safety guidelines, and they, like I said, have gotten more strict. And so they have to weigh out all of those decisions. You know, it's about safety, it's about volunteers, it's about what works best for them. They also, are licensed for all of that. They hold the permit. So we really have to make sure that we are grateful and thankful for when they are able to do it. And some of the things that go on behind the scenes that people may not realize is that this decision wasn't made overnight. You know, it was something that there were months and months of meetings, and it's a large process how it all went down. We definitely researched heavily, made sure that this wasn't something that was a decision that was made quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And, we also, the chamber board recommended, that I, because this is such a contentious topic, see what it would be, what it would cost to have some, something brought
okay.
here.
Yeah.
And that was, outrageous.
Okay.
It's just
yeah.
It's completely not going to happen. So again, we're very thankful for our Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department, and
absolutely. Yeah.
The fact
course.
That it's on the 3rd is just something that, we're gonna have to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to clarify one other thing, because a lot of people seem to think that it's because of the boat races.
Huh. Yeah.
Which it's not.
Okay.
I think that initially last year when all of this happened and the boat races were coming back and they were on the 4th and we went over all of the safety guidelines, that it seemed like that was the reason.
Mm-hmm.
And just so that, the listeners are aware, we went through, some of the initial meetings during with the boat race committee. There were many thoughts about when those could be held, and even this year when we were, we're going to do them again,
mm-hmm.
In the initial meetings that happened last year, we thought, okay, maybe the boat races could be like on the 3rd every year,
okay.
or on the weekend before the 4th, you know, something that was consistent every year. And when the boat race committee talked to Tim Bunis, he made it very clear that the fireworks are going to be on the 3rd moving forward.
Okay.
Period.
That's great to know. Yes. Because I've definitely been hearing that too. I know that's on people's minds. Yeah.
Right. And so it doesn't have anything to do with that, even though because that decision was made, the boat race committee did go ahead and decide to do them on the 4th again. Mm-hmm. It's not the reason that the fireworks aren't on the 4th.
Thank you for laying that out.
And then also just wanted to clarify that, you know, this isn't new this year. We did it last year, too. And there's all of the information is on our website. And it has, you know, a letter from the fire department that explains in detail some of the things that are hard for me to articulate about the safety requirements. And then, you know, answers to many of the questions that the community has had about, could it be here? Could we do this? Could we do, you know, all of the questions.
Okay, great.
Are answered on the website.
Okay, go to the Chamber's website and you'll find that.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and that's coming straight from the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay, great. Thank you, Cindy. That's awesome. Yeah, and then, yeah, shout out to the fire department if you're listening. You're awesome. Thanks for volunteered to keeping us safe every day and to doing this because this is a good time. It's fun for everyone. So let's take a short break and then we will be back with our guest, Cindy, from the Chamber of Commerce. All right, we're back from a short break. Cindy, so we know that the 4th of July, you know, kicks off this weekend, but it's been going on for a while for the royalty that have been serving us up food and just being a part of the community. So let us know, how are they doing? What's going on with them?
So the royalty contestants are going strong. We have Draven for King, Robbie for King, and then Katie for Queen. And this is the first year in a while that we've had contestants running for King. Mm-hmm. I think since 2008, so about 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's going strong. You know, every year there's differences, and, you know, every year there's a different set of, you know, circumstances and families and everybody who's involved. And so this year having three teams running, we're seeing, you know, like it's kind of interesting how things are being spread out, you know. I've heard from a lot of folks in the community that they haven't seen them out as much, but we know they're out there. So I think they're doing good. They're definitely capitalizing on, you know, times when the cruise ships are in, like today.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And trying to, you know, really solicit them to come and, you know, as well as the community. I mean, actually what happens is the tourists don't support it as much as the community.
Yeah.
The community sees what the contestants are offering, and they are the ones that are going out and supporting this contest every day. So we're so thankful to the community.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they've just been doing, you know, this weekend we had the solstice block party, and it was a huge success. Gets families out there, gives kids something to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's
fun
to see everybody coming together. It's Jessica Whitaker's little boy said, it's like a mini 4th of July.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was really cute hearing that, you know, from the kids and just seeing how excited they get.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. What all did you have for the solstice party?
So we blocked off Lynch Street, and they had, you know, a bouncy house and all kinds of little carnival games, a pop toss. And then we had music going and all kinds of yummy food.
Great.
You know, they were serving food as well. So it was a really fun night.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, yeah, I would say that this is, you know, this is the last week for our royalty contestants, and they're going to be going out there strong, trying to bring in every last dollar and sell those tickets, and it goes toward our 4th of July celebration. So again, more community involvement is just, we're so thankful.
Absolutely. And then remind everybody, for the tickets that they get, what can they possibly win?
Oh, so the when they purchase tickets, the first prize is, I need to look at a ticket. I think it's $5,000.
Okay.
Wait, maybe it's $4,000. Yeah, it's $4,000 for the first place winner. $3,000, $2,000, $1,000.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Perfect.
But that's a lot of money, so... hopefully yes, we get some local winners. It's always nice when
those
winners are local.
For sure. People. Yeah. People will be excited. Awesome.
Okay. Yeah. And I just want to put a shout out there to all of the people that are volunteering and helping. It's so much work. You know, people don't realize everything that goes into it behind the scenes unless they've been a part of it.
Yeah.
And it's just it's a lot of work. So I just want to definitely give a shout out to all those people who have come forward to volunteer and help out.
Okay. Yeah. It takes a lot of work. Give me a sense of what that looks like for the chamber and for the volunteers.
Yeah. So for the royalty contest?
Let's say for, for the royalty, for 4th of July, all of it.
So as you know, our 4th of July is, it's a long celebration, and to make all of those events happen, it takes not only a lot of work from the chamber end, but all of the people who are volunteering to help. So each one of those events is chaired by somebody, mm-hmm. and that person is putting in a lot of work to make sure that it happens for the community. And most of the time, they're giving up a lot of their celebration, their holiday, to make sure that everybody else is having a great time. So, mm-hmm. There's a lot of hours that goes into the prep and making it all happen.
Yeah. Like at what point in the year does the chamber start planning this event?
January.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we start right away in January trying to get everything to come together. It's a lot of work, for sure.
But yeah,
it's worth it. Oh, and one really exciting piece of news that we just confirmed this morning is that we are going to have live music.
Oh, wow.
On the first and the second.
Oh, wow.
Which is really exciting because we've been trying to figure this out for months. And it finally came together thanks to Caitlin Cardinal. She has some friends that are in a band, and we were just very lucky to be able to pull it off this close to the event. But yeah, that's going to happen on the first and the second at Ramey's.
Absolutely. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, the band is called 13 Arrows,
mm-hmm.
and I think Wrangle's gonna love it.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, pretty exciting news.
They'll play first and second at Ramey's. Mm-hmm. What time?
9 o'clock.
Perfect.
So on the first, it'll be right after, I think it's the Welcome Home Picnic. And then on the second, after the Oyster Bar that you guys are doing.
Yeah,
way
exactly.
After. But
yeah, awesome. Okay, that's amazing news.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
And I mean, pretty late in the game to get it confirmed, but we'll all be here, so let's just check it out. Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay. And then you'll have a DJ for the third and the fourth?
Yeah. So the DJ we booked a while ago, he's going to do he's going to do the street dance. Mm-hmm. So before the fireworks, there'll be the street dance down by City Dock. Mm-hmm. Leading up to the fireworks. And then on the fourth, he's going to do more of a family style mm-hmm. DJ experience for our community potluck, where we're going to bring out all of the giant yard games.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that'll be a lot of fun.
Cool.
But we have this giant Jenga and all kinds of fun games.
Yeah, and this is new. The Yard Games.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, it should be pretty fun.
Okay, yeah, you're going to have, yeah, giant Jenga and potluck style. It's going to be family oriented. Where's that going to be?
Same place in the City Dock turnaround, right there next to the Stikine Inn.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. Mm-hmm. All right. So if you are just now tuning in, the time is 1:17. We have our guest, Cindy Creary from the Chamber of Commerce, and we're talking about the 4th of July. So if you have any questions or just want to say hi, give a shout out, that number is 874-2345. We'll go to a short break and then we'll be back. All right, we're back.
Hey.
So we learned a lot about some new things that are happening with the 4th of July, such as the yard games at the potluck we're going to have on the 4th. Cindy, tell us any other new things we should expect for this 4th of July.
So the potluck on the 4th, that's going to be fun and new. And I mentioned that we did get live music, so that's exciting at Ramey's on the 1st and the 2nd. A couple other things that are new that are not really new to the schedule, but I think it's worth mentioning, is we have quite a few new chair people.
Oh, cool.
Which is really exciting for people to step up that haven't done things before.
Absolutely.
You know? And so one of those people is the Harrison family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so thankful for them. They are, Kayleen is chairing the parade. And the parade is such an exciting, you know, it's like it's the 4th, you know, it's so awesome. And she is, you know, has volunteered to take that on. And just, I think she's going to just give it a whole new, you know, energy. And I'm just really thankful that people like her are stepping up.
Absolutely.
We also have Anya Ritchie. She's taking on the big wheel races, mm-hmm. which is exciting. And I know that we're going to talk about help that's going to be needed. And she, it's new for her. And so people who have helped in the past, if you're listening and you'd be willing to show up and help her out, we would greatly appreciate it, because that's a big job. It doesn't seem like it would be, but it is. It takes a lot of organization to get all the kids in the right category, and then you have to make sure you're logging all of it, and it's, you know, there's a lot of setup and cleanup and all of that. So
mm-hmm.
she could definitely use some help. And then as far as things that are new, the other thing that is new this year is the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. That is not new, but the location is going back to the covered basketball court, which I think is really exciting, because I just think it's so much more fun over there, and it's outside, and, you know, you can just make it a little block party and have fun with it. So that's going to be on the 3rd. At 9 a.m. and
okay.
It's over at the covered basketball court. So that's new, and that's sponsored by Ringle Parks and Rec.
Okay. And where were they having that before?
It was in the gym. I mean, it's gone back and forth.
Yeah.
But last couple years it's been in the gym, and having it outside at the covered basketball court, I think, is more fun. People
cool.
really like it.
Awesome.
And then for the grease pole, we have Tony Marie. She's running that. So, and then, the other thing that I think is that we need to talk about is we have, you know, another person that volunteered is Bonnie Ritchie to do the talent show.
Okay.
And she is so awesome. She's got such great energy. She's super excited about this. But she's only got 3 people signed up.
Yeah.
So
I saw your post today. Yeah.
If you're listening and you know anybody, you know, like, that has talent of any kind, please encourage them to call her and sign up, because it's going to be a lot of fun. And there's prizes, and, you know, like, for instance, I was at the bank this morning and I saw Kelsey Churchill, and I'm like, her daughter Della is an amazing singer. Mm-hmm. I'm like, tell her we need to sign her up because she's going to be incredible. So maybe there's kids that haven't heard about it, or even adults that haven't heard about it or seen the advertisements, but we'd love to get more talent acts in that show because it's so much fun.
Perfect. Yeah. So this is for kids,
teenagers, anybody. There's three categories for kids, teenagers, adults.
Okay, perfect.
So lots of prizes and things.
And prizes, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I don't want to forget that, you know, we have like an amazing crew of veteran volunteers that really need to be acknowledged. You know, Alicia Mullen, she volunteers every year. Darian, Gerald, the whole Meisner family, the Odison family, John Martin, Randy Oliver, he does the logging show. These are people that have been doing these things for years, and we just cannot thank these folks enough.
Absolutely.
We have Alan Rooney coming back to do the target competition.
Okay.
He's done this now for a couple years and it's pretty popular here in Wrangell. So, the target competition is a lot of fun.
Awesome. Thanks, Alan.
Yeah. And then, trying to think, and we can't forget about, the people who are always helping with the things that for the little kids. So that's Barb and Jenny Nyman. They do the toddler games, and they've been doing that for years.
Nice.
And then Tessa Appleman, she does the Tiny Tots for the Scrapfish Derby. So we really appreciate her and her family for everything that they do for the Tiny Tots. Oh, and new this year, we're bringing back the Junior Olympics.
Okay.
So White Enterprises is sponsoring this. So Todd and Kitten White, they are going to do, it's also for the little ones, 3 or 4 years old to up to like 8 years old. And it's, they do like a tug of war, the 50-yard dash, a water balloon toss.
Nice.
So it's kind of like the street games, but for the little ones.
Okay,
so it's
perfect.
It's really cool that they're bringing that back. So that's another new item.
Awesome.
And then, of course, we can't forget the boat races.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting. It's happening on the 4th at 4:30. They still need a lot of help. They need volunteers. You know, anybody that can help out at all, please contact Penny Allen.
Okay.
They really need a few more hands to make it all happen.
Okay. I guess, you know, what kind of help?
Well, she's got a post out right now that kind of talks about the things that are needed. But basically, if you can help in any way, if you can lend a hand, even if it's just to help her the day of, you know, please just give her a call and see what she needs.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
And then I also just wanted to lastly say that the logging show almost was going to get canceled as well because Alora has been doing this for years and she's not able to help this year. So her sister Mona said that she could help, but we needed more volunteers. And as soon as I put that out there that we needed volunteers, I got a lot of people that said they would give a hand.
Nice.
So it was really cool that people are, you know, coming together to make something happen. And
nice.
Lots of different people. So
awesome.
It's still going to happen. And it looks like the hands of many will make the work lighter.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, thanks everybody in Wrangell for helping out. And yeah, definitely contact Penny.
Yeah.
If you can help out with the boat races. And I'm sure contact the chamber. I'm sure they can use all the help they can get. Yeah. So this is awesome. Thanks to everybody in Wrangell who's helping out in some way and giving up some of their, their holiday to be a part of it.
Definitely.
And so, yeah, Cindy, you're also one of those people that is giving up your holiday. Yeah, I just really want to know, you know, what is the, you've put so much work into this, you know, this week is going to be the culmination of your work. What is this week like for you? When are you running around with your head cut off, just like working and being in chaos? And then when do you get to really enjoy the fruits of your labor?
Well, yeah, it's a lot of work. This week is, you know, there's a lot of preparation that goes into making it all happen. The fourth is pretty crazy for me. Just getting everything set up and making sure it all happens the way that we've planned, and getting ready for the ticket pull, and mm-hmm. getting all the checks to everybody, you know, for every event, and making sure that everybody has what they need. So it's a lot of running back and forth, you know, uh-huh. to storage and to the office, and, you know, it's a long day. And then after the fourth, we're still pretty busy because we're trying to, tally up everything that has happened, you know, so we have uh-huh. to get everything ready for, the newspaper and things that we want to get put online for all the winners. And mm-hmm. and then we have to do all of the follow up with the royalty, you know, making sure that everything is completed, and, you know, they're, so that we can get their checks to everybody involved in that. And so it's still a lot of work even after the fourth.
Oh boy. Yeah.
So about third week into July is when I'm ready to take a breather.
Oh my gosh.
And I just want to give a shout out to Alicia Holder, is my office assistant mm-hmm. in the chamber, and she's actually more than an assistant, she's a specialist. Mm-hmm. And she's been such an awesome help, so I'm really thankful for her and
absolutely.
Everything that she does to contribute to making this great.
Absolutely.
Oh, and one other thing that I didn't mention that I'd like to say is the Welcome Home Picnic mm-hmm. is it's a different date and location this year. Many thanks to April Einert and City Market for sponsoring this and putting this on. April she's a hard worker, and she's always on the ball when it comes to helping out with this. So I really appreciate her too. But it is this Sunday, July 1st. Can you believe it's going to be July this Sunday? July 1st from 5 to 9, and it's at City Park.
Perfect.
And so, you know, she could probably use some help too. So if anybody out there, you know, is going to be available that night that could lend a hand, talk to April at City Market.
Perfect.
So, yeah, that's a different date. Sunday, July 1st. I mean, it's not different since we've been announcing it, but it's different from previous years. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's this Sunday on the 1st from 5 to 9 at City Park. Not Shoemaker, but City Park.
Perfect. Absolutely. All right. And
make sure I haven't forgotten anything.
For sure.
Yeah, I probably forgot something, but I try not to forget.
I think we went over a lot of it. So just remind people how they can access the schedule and just find out about everything that's going on. Online.
So the schedule has changed a few times in the last few weeks. So mm-hmm. if you grabbed one at City Market or Bob's or at the Chamber office, those are all the places that we've kind of been stocking frequently. Mm-hmm. Something may have changed. Mm-hmm. So make sure you grab a new one or use the one that's published in the paper.
Grab a new one or the one in the paper. Okay.
Yeah. And so we're going to...
That will come out this Thursday.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we also have it online on our website.
Okay.
Under, you know, events, 2018 Fourth of July celebration. It's right there.
Okay.
You can come grab one at the chamber office. We put them out in the lobby of the Stikine. We take them over to both grocery stores. So they should be in abundance by now. But if you need one, by all means, just give us a call or come and see us at the chamber office.
Perfect. Okay. And then all of the rules that people need to know for any events that they're entering, that's all online, or you can answer all those questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. You can find it on our website or call us, and we'd be glad to, you know, answer questions. Like this year, if you are going to participate in the boat races, like if you're going to be a racer, mm-hmm. you need to join the APBA, which is the Association of Power. I forgot. But anyway, it's the Jet Boat Association, basically, that the boat race committee joined.
Okay.
And it's $35, and it's just, if you're going to race, you have to do that. So.
Okay, absolutely.
That's something that's new.
Okay, and that's for, is that for insurance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
And I was looking for Penny's post, but I can't find it right now. But anyway, she does still need help, so.
Okay, yep. So, yep, Cindy is still doing a lot of work for this, and she'll be doing, yeah, you'll be doing a lot of work up until mid-July, it sounds like. Penny needs help with the boat races. April can use some help for the welcome home picnic. Yeah, and, you know, is there anything else we feel like we need to talk about for 4th of July? I feel like we covered a lot.
Yeah, I think we covered a lot.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't forget anybody. That's my, I can't stand it when I don't forget, or when I do forget people, because it takes so many hands to make this all happen, and I'm just so grateful for everybody. So if I forgot you, please know how much I appreciate you.
She didn't forget you. Even if you were not named, Cindy did not forget you, and the community of Wrangell did not forget you. KSTK didn't forget you either. So thanks for all your help. Cindy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay. All right, everybody. That was Cindy Crary with the Chamber of Commerce. Next week, we will not be in the studio for Talk on the Rock because it'll be 4th of July. I mean, it'll be 3rd of July, but we know everybody's going to be out having a good time. There's plenty of events. So we'll be back in 2 weeks at 1 p.m. with another guest. See you later.